like on the weekend, he struggled a little bit with his fastball control, but the off-speed stuff was working.
I thought, you know, the third through the fifth, he threw the ball very well. You know, he's still working to get a consistent feel for his curveball and his changeup, which he's getting that. I think he really began to establish his fastball a little bit more third through fifth, and then the secondary stuff had that much more effectiveness. But I think more than anything, he's taking this spring training to go out and pitch, quote-unquote, rather than just go out and throw the baseball. And he's been able to do a number of things, particularly with his off-speed stuff.
Do you like that a couple of starts ago it was 33 pitches in three innings? Today it was five innings and pitch counts in the 60s?
Well, we're in spring training. You know, hitters' timings aren't all the way there yet, but it's very positive that, you know, he's not relying on just sheer power with a hard fastball, hard cutter, and he's disrupted some hitters' timings. And when he's able to get some guys out front, that's when he's able to get a two or three pitch out, which is what we're looking for to get deeper into ball games.
Not that he had a lot of runners on today, but that last out that he made in the game was varying his hold time to nail a pretty good base dealer.
Well, something that we emphasize quite a bit. Not so much sheer pickoff, but just to disrupt the hitter's timing. And he did a very good job of not panicking with an early break just by holding the baseball. And, you know, it was a heads-up move to step off before he separated his hands. And just a very solid outing for him today. Yeah, taking a look. You know, both have hit at the top of the order for vast majority of their career. Just felt like Yunel has the ability to hit the hole over there a little bit more. You know, Kelly's not a dead pull hitter where he's going to use the hole field a little bit more. So it's just a couple of game look, but I can't say that that's going to be reflective on opening day.